I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, December 16th. The Quincy Health Department received nearly 19,000 rapid COVID-19 test kits from the state this week. Governor Baker on Monday announced plans to distribute a total of 2.1 million rapid antigen tests in 102 communities statewide. Marley Castley, Quincy's health commissioner, yesterday said Quincy had received a total of 18,900 test kits, which contain two tests each. About 12,000 of those kits have already been distributed to nonprofits, including Manna Community Health Center, Interfaith Social Services, Father Bill's in Main Spring, Quincy Community Action Programs, the South Shore YMCA, and Quincy Housing Authority to distribute to their clients. Some 7,500 kits containing 15,000 tests remain available for residents. And those interested in getting a kit can contact the Quincy Health Department at 617-376-1275. Castley said the department is creating a list of everyone who requests a kit. The department will inform residents when they can pick up their tests. Individuals who are homebound or unable to pick up their kits can call and arrange for a delivery to their home. Castley says the state's decision to distribute the kits would make it easier for residents to get tested ahead of the upcoming holidays. He noted that test kits can be hard to find in stores like CVS and others. The city, Castley said, has the option to purchase more kits from the state at a set rate. State officials said municipalities can begin purchasing those additional kits in January. Manatt Community Health Center will be holding a COVID-19 vaccination clinic at 180 Old Colony Avenue in Quincy today from 1 to 7 p.m. All three approved vaccines will be available and appointments are strongly encouraged. Minors do need permission from a parent or a guardian. Call 617-376-3000 or visit manattchc.org to make an appointment. A proposal for a four-story, 42-unit apartment building in West Quincy will be discussed during a virtual community meeting tonight. Ward 4 Councilor Brian Palmucci says the owner of the homes at Furnace Brook Parkway and Copeland Street want to tear those down and put up the new building with a 37-space parking garage underneath. The virtual meeting will be held at 6 p.m. over Zoom. The future of housing development in Quincy will be discussed during a virtual meeting tonight. The Metropolitan Area Planning Council and the city will host an online discussion about housing development in Quincy over the next 5 years. The council has worked with dozens of Massachusetts communities to develop housing production plans, which help leaders better understand local housing need and demand, development constraints and opportunities, and their vision for future affordable housing. The webinar is set for 7 p.m. and will have much of the same data as the open house, but also provide an opportunity to meet the project team and directly ask questions about the plan. Now through January 3rd, an online open house available 24 hours a day will present data, charts, and graphs to residents and ask them to complete activities and answer multiple questions. Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito will join other state and city officials at Quincy City Hall today to announce a Mass Works infrastructure grant for Quincy. A press conference is set for 2:30 in the Great Hall at City Hall. Polito will be joined by Secretary of Housing and Economic Development Mike Keneally, House Speaker Ron Mariano, and Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch. Boston's beloved Fenway Park will reopen as a COVID-19 vaccination site. As Massachusetts strives to get more residents vaccinated and boosted, during the ballpark's first run as one of the state's mass vaccination sites, more than 55,000 doses were administered. The operation moved from Fenway to the Heinz Convention Center at the end of March to make way for the start of the baseball season. During that first operation, the program was operated for the state by CIC Health. It was one of seven mass vaccination sites set up across the state. Earlier this week, Governor Baker told reporters he believed vaccinations were a key to sheltering the state's strained hospitals from an ongoing surge of cases. As of Tuesday, Department of Public Health said more than 5 million residents are fully vaccinated. Another 1.6 million booster doses have been administered. Those who received Pfizer or Moderna shots first are eligible for booster shots if your last dose was at least 6 months ago and you're over the age of 18. Anyone who got a J&J shot at least 2 months ago is also eligible, regardless of age or other factors, for a booster. Boston's mayor has announced a plan to move people living in a homeless camp off the streets and into housing by January 12th. Mayor Michelle Wu said that residents of the encampment will be connected with services and housing before the tents are removed from the site. Wu temporarily halted cleanup of the sprawling camp last month on her first day in office. The location near the intersection of Mass Ave and Melnikas Boulevard has come to represent the city's struggle with homelessness and the opioid crisis. Residents at the site will be offered medical services, substance abuse help, and any other assistance they need. The city will use a mix of temporary housing sites and shelters to house individuals. The plan received support from at least two organizations, the ACLU and Rise Massachusetts, a nonprofit focused on ending the opioid crisis. A ransomware attack could create a paycheck problem for Stop and Shop. The supermarket chain is one of the thousands of companies using software from Kronos for payroll and scheduling. On Saturday, Kronos discovered hackers had breached the system. The outage could last weeks. Stop and Shop said it is tracking the hours of employees manually to make sure employees are paid on time and accurately. Police in Rockland have launched an investigation after several residents reported finding loose lug nuts on their vehicles. Police didn't say where the reported incidents happened, but they urged all residents in the town to check their tires before driving off. There were no additional details immediately available. Anybody witnessing suspicious activity is urged to contact Rockland Police. A nurse was hit by a car and killed right outside of St. Elizabeth's Medical Center in Brighton yesterday morning. The victim has now been identified as Ann O'Flaherty of Westwood. Happened around 6:20 a.m. on Washington Street. Boston police said the driver of the Audi stayed on the scene. An accident reconstruction team tested the car before it was towed away. O'Flaherty had been a nurse at St. Elizabeth's since June of 1988. She is a native of Ireland and is survived by her husband and three children. Caroline Kennedy, the daughter and only surviving child of former President John F. Kennedy, has been nominated for a new U.S. ambassadorship. President Biden announced he's nominating Kennedy to serve as ambassador to Australia. The 64-year-old Kennedy previously served as U.S. ambassador to Japan under former President Obama from 2013 to 2017. In a statement, Kennedy offered gratitude to Solomon Islanders and Australian coast watchers in the Pacific who rescued her father during World War II after his crew's motor torpedo boat was sunk by the Japanese in August of 1943. Kennedy threw her support behind Biden relatively early in the crowded 2020 Democratic primary process. In a Boston Globe editorial to announce her endorsement, she praised Biden for his long career as a public servant and fondly recalled Biden visiting Tokyo as vice president while she was ambassador. In July, Biden nominated Victoria Kennedy, the widow of former Senator Ted Kennedy, to serve as ambassador to Austria. The U.S. Senate confirmed her nomination in October. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu visited the White House on Tuesday to meet with a group of newly elected mayors, cabinet members, and President Biden's senior leadership team. The group discussed the best way to work with the Biden administration on key federal legislation, including the American Rescue Plan Act. Boston is set to receive about $558 million in ARPA funds. Mayor Wu said the funds will be invested in housing, transit, infrastructure, and climate resilience. Check out business news. Stocks are up. The Dow rose 383. The NASDAQ rose 327. The S&P is up 75. Stocks also climbed in Europe and Asia. The dollar and the euro are both up, and oil is up a bit, too, over $71 a barrel. Sports. The Bruins take on the Islanders tonight at 7:30. The National Weather Service forecast. For today, morning showers and then cloudy and warm with a high 63 degrees. Tonight, cloudy, a low 40. Stays mild tomorrow, partly cloudy, high 60. And a possible wintry mix on Saturday, high 40, cloudy 38 for Sunday. For the boater, waves 2 feet, southwesterly winds, gust to 30 knots, high tide 9:21 a.m. Sunrise 7:06, set at 4:12. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Thursday, December 16th.